great question. You are a winner. Just believe that and walk on it. Now, how do you work on becoming a winner? By simply becoming a winner. By simply working all through with the right intention to make everything that you ever imagine, everything you ever envision in your head to come to reality. It is said that things happen twice. First in your imagination and secondly in reality. So what are you imagining your life to be? How are you building your life in this first nation? In your imagination. And whatever you build in this imagination, it's most likely to come out into the world, to mold itself. Your thoughts are powerful. They are so powerful that they make your life. So every single thought that comes to your mind, every single thing that you allow to reside in your mind, to build a home in your mind, and become a resident of your imagination, begins to mold your life for you. So what are you thinking about? What are you building? What are those little tenants you're allowing into this big palace of your mind, of your imagination? Because they will make you, they will mold your future. So think and imagine the right things. Think and imagine how life will be if you stop this bad habit. Think and imagine how life will be if you forgive, if you apologize, if you decide to step into your shoes again. On Monday, we spoke about second chances. If you just imagine how your life will look like if you take a second chance, if you try again, if you decide to walk into this shoe of your destiny, to walk even if you have to fall, but to realize that there is something bigger for you, to be determined enough. I was in a conversation with my beautiful, amazing team, and I got a very profound quote out of it, that when someone is determined, like, there is nothing that is virtually not possible for that person, that there is nothing impossible for a determined soul, that if you and I can go out into the world to with a lot of determination to step into our failures and to win through it, to step into those scary moments, those moments that we're not sure of, those moments that make us feel like we're not worth it. And to take this moment, use our determination to fuel our vehicle of life, to work into purpose and passion, to make sure that this thing that was once in our head can come into reality. And I believe it is possible, because there is nothing that is not possible for a determined soul. And shout out to Latifa Buhari. She gave us this beautiful, amazing quote, telling us that if we keep up with our determination, there is nothing that we cannot achieve in life. And yes, for me, I think determination has really helped me so much. Because few years ago, as a lost, unspiritual person, unaware of what life had in store for me, I still am unaware, but somehow now I know how I'm living my days. Back then I was so stupid and innocent, didn't know what life was, didn't know who I was, and I didn't even try to know. I was basically living life so lost and unaware of who God is, of where my source came from, of who created me, of all these beautiful things that we ought to know about ourselves. And so, because of this unawareness and loss, I stepped into the shoes of desperation, trying to find answers in the wrong way. And this is what happens to many of us. We get into messy situations in our life. we get into situations that will challenge us to look back and say, what happened to us? What happened that made us so desperate to think that there is no other choice but to get here? And so it was for me to have done something that normal me would never do, just because I was searching for answers in the wrong way. I don't know if that's your situation right now. You've been searching for answers, and because you don't know how to search for answers, you're searching for it in the wrong way. And you think it's the right way. You know, when we don't know the right thing, we think we're doing the right thing. And Maya Angelou said it better. She said, when I knew how to do it, I did it that way. But this time, I'm doing it better, because when I know better, I do better. And so now we're in this beautiful, exciting world where we have to take on chances to know better. For me, failing in this wrong way of finding answers and rising again from this wrong perception made me realize the beauty of failure. So I didn't regret how I walked my path. I actually appreciated how I walked it, because sometimes when we don't do the wrong things, we don't know what the right thing is. And most of us will find out what the right thing is by simply doing the wrong things. And so yes, I did the wrong thing, and I had to be in that messy situation to realize more about life and more about who I am. And this leads me to what we'll be talking about today. And I have said almost everything about it. Like, transformation is so powerful. A lot of us did not begin like this. We didn't start up like this. We started off as crazy, stupid, messy, naive, lost, and unaware. But today we are here fully acknowledging this grace and beauty that we are growing with. I was so stupid, but now I had to grow up and outgrow that stupidity. But I still hold that stupidity as a badge of my victory, because it wasn't actually stupidity, it was my process of walking into knowing what it feels like not to be stupid. The transformation is all about using those little bits of failures, of messy, of stupidity, and transforming it into your badges of victory. I made a mistake to walk the wrong path, searching for answers of who I am, of what true happiness is. I followed the crowd and thought happiness is in looking for partners at teenage age, and thinking that if I could get that kind of pleasure and love from someone outside of the family, that I would know what happiness is, and then I'll start getting more aware of who I am. But that is not the way we find answers. But it is okay if we make mistakes finding answers. And that mistake, I learned. And when I rose, it became more evident for me of how the grace was always following me, even through the messy periods of my life. Transformation is so beautiful, and that is what God does when He takes some people, almost all of us, out of our mess, out of our craziness and stupidity, and bringing us into that reality of our life, that purpose of our life. The monks call it the Dharma. He brings us out of those stupidity, and He uses our X to make our X, to make our next. He uses our X to shape our next. He doesn't use our X to judge us. He doesn't use our X to make us feel we are worthless or incapable to walk into our next. So I don't know what you've ever been through, but everything can transform. Everything can change for the better. I was once the girl who was crazy, stupid, and did life the wrong way. But if I can transform into this woman, so can you transform into a better person. And God can use all these mistakes to teach you how to be a better person. So whatever you're going through right now, know that it can be your reason for transformation. It can be your reason to be a better person, to be the person that your dharma, your purpose is demanding of you. Never lose hope in who you are right now. Because even if you look nothing like your future, it is because God would transform your mistakes, transform your struggles and pain, and turn them into your badges of victory. When I wanted to work out of my mess, I worked out by first realizing what I wasn't appreciating in my life. I walked into an orphanage and saw a little 3-month-old girl that was dumped by her parents at about 2 days old with an umbilical cord. And at that moment, I realized how ungrateful I've been to have a family that loved me, that appreciated me, that gave me wings to fly, that gave me opportunities to go into the world and be myself. And in that moment, gratitude stepped in, and I realized the power and the grace that has been with me all the way. So know this better than anything, that even if you're in your mess right now, God can find you and He can transform you. But you have to start believing and walking more into getting out of your mess. You need to start thinking like someone that is out of their mess. If you're listening to this right now, this is one of those gifts that God has given you to tell you that He can transform your life, that He can make your life better, and He can make you a better person, even with your mistakes, even with your mess and your struggles and your pains, that you are the person for us, that you're the person that can change that very thing that you were once a victim of, that you can change the world and you can truly be transformed. Believe that there is something at the other side of the door waiting for you just to turn the knob and realize that you're not this person, but you're also that person at the other side of the door. Be a growth quester. Seek for growth as much as you can, because we are always seeking out to grow. By growing, we know better, so we can do better. So go into the world and be legendary. Believe in yourself. Take actions and know that here you are just perfect the way you are. But we want you to keep growing and to take in your authenticity, to believe that you are the person that can make it work.